This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We got them right where we wanted.
Prime time on Football Friday.
No one comes into our house and pushes us around.
1080 The Fan.
How you play today, from this moment on, is how you will be remembered.
This is a Football Friday edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app. Download the app, make The Fan your favorite station, and enable push notifications for the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and your favorite shows.
Football Friday with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what'd it do?
Ahoy!
Yo, what's up?
Oh, you know.
What's up, you guys?
Wow.
Just what's up, everybody?
Just over here sportsin'.
What's up, dudes? Dudettes? Bros? Broettes?
What's up, brosif?
Men? Women? Kids? Mike?
Derelicts.
Did you hear what I did there?
Sod it.
Derelicts, yeah. We've got a lot of those out there.
Look, we
Trumpies.
We have room under the umbrella for everyone, including them.
Snowflakes and Trumpies
well,
alike.
You're a Trumpy. He's your guy.
It's my guy.
Yeah, it's your guy.
Love everything about
him. Room for everybody. Go hug someone that disagrees with you. Be a lot better off. We just found someone that didn't agree with
well,
you.
Well, don't do that because of COVID.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Fist bump.
Fist bump or elbow or
air hug.
Yeah. Just like to say that just because someone doesn't agree with everything that you believe, you don't have to hate them. Just going to go ahead and throw that one out there.
That's true. But what if they believe really stupid things? Then what?
Again, you don't
help me.
You don't have to hate them. You really, really don't. Hmm. Hopefully there's enough room under the umbrella again for everyone. Well, not everyone, but you know, most people, because there are some that are just, you know, they're wandering out there where they're not out in right field anymore. They've wandered into the concession stands and maybe, you know, just maybe opened up the gate and shove them out of the stadium. But for the most part, room in the outfield for everyone. They got that softball, right? That fourth outfielder. Maybe on the shift, we got the guy playing in shallow right. We'll make room for you. Come on. Everybody get on board.
That was always weird. Four outfielders.
I know.
You know?
But, like, I don't know about you. When I played softball, I didn't really want to do much of anything other than, you know, drink beer. So I liked being the roving outfielder or maybe right fielder, you know, where I don't need to be in the mix. There's two types of softball guys. The guy dying to play short and third and the guy that's happy playing the rover.
There was definitely more action on the infield.
Yeah.
But some of those dudes hit the
really
snot out of the ball.
Exactly.
Those are small fields. Like,
yes.
Imagine being a softball pitcher.
No.
You know?
Hell no. If you've played softball at all, we've all seen someone take the comebacker off the chops. And now it's like everyone wears those masks. And I get it that people make fun of you because you're playing beer league softball with a mask on. But I'm not taking one of those off the face.
I wouldn't pitch without it.
Yeah.
And that's what's weird is like we're going to be telling our kids, well, not now, but, you know, when we're dying. We played softball without pitcher's helmets.
I'm old.
And you know,
dying.
I was a pitcher. I was both baseball and softball, and I pitched, and it was always in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
But I never really, like, did anything about it.
At least with baseball, you're attempting for them to not hit the ball. Softball, it's a given.
Yeah.
They're going to hit it.
Right.
You're just throwing it over
here,
the plate.
This is going to be perfect. Hit it right at my head.
Hey, and this wonderful $800 DeMarini bat that's going to trampoline it off back at my face at 110 miles an hour. That seems like a good idea.
People are paying for DeMarini bats and softball, beer league softball.
Yeah. I got a buddy of mine that I played with.
I didn't even have that when I was playing high school baseball.
Dr. Dixon, Dennis the Star, now he just lives in Bend and is, you know, he's rich. But I played softball with him a couple years. That man, not only did he buy a new expensive bat every year, although it was great, the most expensive one he ever bought, he bought like a $700 bat, and like a week later, it got banned by the league. Whoops. And he'd already used it, so he couldn't take it back. But he bought, is it the humidifier or the dehumidifier? I forget which one makes the ball go further, but he bought one of those to put the softballs in because it made the ball go like 10, 15% further. He was that guy. And like when I played on his team, he tried to have me play first base and he played third because he's that guy. And that son of a gun would throw it because he was a baseball guy. He would throw it from third to first at a million miles an hour. And even if it was a routine play, he would wing it over there. And I'm like, I'm not catching that, just so you know. If it's a routine play and you decide to hold on to it and then throw it as hard as you can, I'm going to olay that. I get it if it's a serious play, but no, you just go ahead and lob that thing over to me because I'm not getting in the way of that. I'm not taking one of those off the shin.
Is beer league softball still a thing?
I don't know.
Because there are some things as you get older that you just, that become so foreign to you that were once so common. Mm-hmm. And that's one of them.
Yeah, I mean, we don't get to play anymore here at Entercom because our show's on it or gets off at 7. And
we have a team?
We do have a team. I played on it last year like two games. Like Sprague and Dirt play on it.
Really? So it is still a thing.
Yeah, Dirt's a good shortstop. Like Dirt's out there hoovering stuff up.
That's why they call him Dirt.
I think he's kind of the star of the team. So I played two games last year that they played later games at like 7:30 or 8. But I will tell you that I did play with a Rainier in my hand playing first base. Like not just on the field, it was in my hand. So that level of softball is more like the intercom softball. That's more of a pace that we can all get behind.
Well, back when I played before I retired,
yeah,
it was fierce.
It was. The media league used to be competitive.
The media league was very stacked.
Yeah.
It was
they'd have ringers and it was a
It was
thing.
Important. Very yeah. important.
Again, if I can't play with a beer in my hand or on the bag of which I'm, a Manning, why do I want to play? No. And when Kurt Ludwig, salesman extraordinaire, he's like, hey, you want to play? I was like, are we drinking? He's like, well, of course. I'm like, all right.
Well, I think it's safe to assume that anytime Kurt Ludwig is involved,
yeah,
you're drinking.
Well, I just wanted to make sure.
Silly question.
Well, but don't you feel like you have to vet that? You don't just go I believe softball is one of those things that you just can't go blindly into that. You got to figure out what's happening.
With a fellow drinker like Ludwig,
yeah,
it's understood.
It's understood.
Drinkers understand this. It's like, hey, if he's involved, we're going to be fine. We're going to have outlet.
Yes. The cooler
outlet.
The cooler will be there.
So when we played, it was a Portland rule. Like they wouldn't let any beer or anything into the dugout. So we couldn't do it. We'd have to have beers in the parking lot.
Can you go ahead and mark that, please?
And stuff. Mark what?
Which one?
We couldn't do it. I feel like that. We should go ahead.
There's probably already a drop of that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's at this point.
Look at Mike denying you.
I feel like we've got a lot of drops that are like that.
Drops are.
Mm-hmm. We gotta be a little bit more picky and choosy. You know,
Mike's getting lazy.
By the way,
it's not laziness. It's amount of space that we have.
We got too many. The beer league guys. Take your butt out of here. Beer league at Delta is most definitely still a thing.
Yeah, I imagine it is. It's just that when you get older, you just don't.
Yeah.
You don't even think about that. You know, like, that's part of people's lives.
Well, my brother used to play, but he started to get hurt, like seriously hurt. He tore a hamstring once. He like blew out a back. And that's the thing, as you get older, like,
well, pickup hoops is the same thing.
Oh, I'll tell you, you couldn't pay me to go play a game of pickup hoops.
I know. I you'd have to wrap me in bubble wrap.
Yeah, that's an Achilles waiting to happen.
No question.
I know a lot of dudes our age in their 40s, and even guys that are like in good shape and do it a bunch, that Achilles, I mean, that is a, that's not a when, that's just, or not an if, it's just a when, because that's going to happen. And I don't know about you, but I'm not spending a year rehabbing that thing so that I can go out and relive whatever hoop dream I had. No, that's, I'm
well,
good.
It was never hoop dreams for me. It was always just a fun way to stay in shape rather than boring running.
Sure.
But boy, did I roll one too many ankles. And it just, like, you're right. If you invited me to play softball, I would say no. If you invited me to play pickup basketball, I would say F no.
Exactly. Like, there's just the idea of like competitive sports. As you get older, I think this is why golf becomes attractive to guys, is it's the one thing you can do. You can go out, you can still drink some beers. Maybe you go out on the course and burn one. You're hanging out with your buddies. You're outside. You feel like you're getting some form of exercise, but you're not going to get hurt. It's the one thing that
well, theoretically.
Yeah, yeah. I did see you blow out a back once putting a tee into the ground.
That did happen.
That did
and
happen.
Sometimes you wake up with mysterious injuries.
Yeah, but for the most part, right?
We're golf.
We're keeping it between the injury buoys. We're in the channel. We're in the water. And I think that's where golf becomes it becomes enticing.
That's why old men play it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on. Mike's too young to understand the idea of just random things hurting.
Yeah, Mike still wants to go out and like, you know, he's going to go out and listen to some death metal. And
I think I'm getting closer to that time, but I'm still able to go out and just kind of do whatever I want and not have too much pain. Every once in a while, it'll crop up, but that's why I say I'm getting closer. Every once in a while, it'll be like, why does my ankle hurt today?
Yeah, well, wait for that to accelerate times 50.
It'll happen. I was laying in bed like two nights ago. And I just rolled over, and I wasn't certain if I had like a kidney stone or what. I went from perfectly fine, and all I did was shift. You know, like where you it's not even really a roll. It's just a shift of the body. And then all of a sudden, blinding pain in my kidney area for about 40 minutes. And I was seriously concerned. I was like, should I call some? I don't know what this is.
What is this?
I'm like, is this a muscle pain? I really thought for a moment I maybe have a kidney stone. I've never had one before. And I'm like, wait, does a kidney stone happen? Like you're fine 1 minute and then you're not? And so I laid there. I found like a comfortable position. I ended up with like a bunch of pillows like stuffed around me. I'm like, all right, just don't move. And then like 45 minutes later, it went away and I was fine. Welcome to my world.
So what was that?
I don't know.
Have you talked to your doctor?
I don't know what it was.
Is that a sign that you're going to die soon and you're just ignoring it?
It's possible. I don't know.
I shouldn't laugh at that.
It was a blind, and I'm not kidding. I have a good pain threshold. That was a blinding pain. I just laid there and I'm like, no one touch me. Just leave me alone. Do you need anything? Yes. Everyone to leave me alone because this is the position I'm going to lay in until this goes away.
Maybe some ice.
No, I wasn't
maybe
risking.
Maybe some biofreeze.
I was not risking getting up because in that moment I had
found
the spot.
Well, they could have brought you the ice.
Yeah. Blame stress. Blame booze.
COVID? I don't. Is that a
blame COVID?
Is that a symptom of COVID? Blinding kidney pain. Is that a COVID thing? I don't know.
Maybe you have it.
Am I having a heart attack? I couldn't tell you.
I don't think you're having a heart attack.
I don't know what that was.
Well, I tell you, you know, that's a terrible thing too, because that's what I thought of when Mike said maybe you're dying and you don't know it.
Yeah.
You know, people have these episodes, like little mini heart attacks or strokes or whatever, and they don't really pay too much attention to it.
No.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Because you have one of those, and then you read about the guy dying or the woman dying like a week later.
Yeah.
Because you ignore it. You're just like, ah.
What's happening?
Geez, I wonder what that was. I don't really know. Ah, forget it. Hand me a drink. And then you're dead a week later.
Yeah. I've told this story. One of the scariest moments of my life was, and this was fairly recently after my wife had passed away. I want to say maybe it was 4 or 5 months. And I was getting my kids ready to go to school, and I drink a little pre-workout shake thing, right? You shake it up in the bottle and you drink it. And I was getting ready to try to get out of there, and my kids were like, Dad, we got to go, we got to go. So I grabbed it and I just chugged it, right? Just as quickly as I could go. And out of nowhere, I just felt like a burning pain in my like lungs, and I couldn't really breathe. And I tried to do the, hey kids, just go out to the car. I'll be there in a second. Cause I didn't want them to see me. And then before I know it, I was like, I'm going to fall down. Like I'm going to lose it here. So I started to make my way to the couch. Cause I was like, maybe I can just sit down here and take a deep breath. Ended up on all fours. And I felt like I couldn't breathe. My chest hurt. And my kids are looking at me. I'm like, this is awesome. I'm like, I'm going to die right here on the floor. I didn't know what to do. I'm like, should I dial 911? And like a minute later, it started to ease up and then it went away. And I was like, what the F was that? Took my kids to school and immediately drove to the doctor's office and was like, what? What is happening? What is that? And I guess I found out that if you drink something too fast, like especially if it's cold, it can be like a shock to your system and it causes like your airway and everything to just like constrict. And you get like an upper like respiratory cramp sort of thing. And he's like, yeah, he goes, I'm sure that's what it is. You're fine. Don't drink as fast. And I'm like, oh, awesome.
Don't drink as fast, you old man.
Yes. I'm like, that's just wonderful. Thank you. And he just like totally dismissed it too. He's like, you're fine. He's like, just go. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, oh, great. I thought I was dead. I'm just laying there on the floor. This
Isn't
is
that
wonderful.
A good feeling, though, when the doctor says that?
Yeah.
Like when the doctor just laughs at you and he's just like, oh, my God, you're fine.
But yeah, but in the moment,
you feel great about that because you just trust that the doctor knows what he's talking about.
I did, but at the same time, in the back of my head, I'm like, I've got some sort of weird thing.
Do you think it was just gas? Heavy gas?
It's like, ah.
Could have been.
But I still, every now and then, like if I'm drinking something too fast and I start to feel that little twinge, like I'm just like, no. Like everything go down. Like be careful. Especially if you like tilt your head back too far. Like when you're doing it, apparently it's a thing. So don't do that.
Rob, was your biggest scare with this your vertigo from a year or two ago?
With what?
With like random things that you don't understand why it's happening, but they happen because you're getting older.
That was pretty bad. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
No.
But you actually like got over it, right? Like you don't deal with it?
You get it.
Yeah.
I got it in Italy.
You deal with, right?
You get it. My doctor said, well, the ear, nose, throat guy, who I've never seen again, said, you'll be dealing with this for the rest of your life. It will come and go.
You've met the shepherd that's going to carry you into the great beyond. Deal with it.
He said,
I had that too. When I first started getting tinnitus in my right ear, I went to the doctor and he was like, yeah, you're going to have to deal with this forever. Yeah. And I was like, what? No, that's not an answer that I want.
So the best things to do
stay
hydrated and, you know, like don't get tired. I was like, what? But he said, you know, it'll pop up. Yeah. But there's just exercise. There's like PT things you can do to retrain your brain to like not spin. But it's really, yes, that was crazy. That's like, wait, what is happening in my life? I'll never be the same.
I'm falling apart. By the way, a bunch of people are saying that the chugging thing, it's I guess this is a thing. Like people are
it's
like,
it's a brain freeze for your chest.
Yeah, brain freeze for your chest.
Wow.
People are like, oh yeah, that happened to me. Drank a beer too fast, went over. This guy said his wife got into juicing and it was gross. So he drank it too fast and he went down. It's a terrifying thing, especially when your kids are standing around you and they're looking for you for some sort of comfort. And you're like, sorry, kids, I'm going to die. And this guy says the best. Exactly. I'm a dismissive hypochondriac. It's probably certain death, but I'm just going to wait and see. I think something really bad is happening, but I won't actually deal with it. I'll just shrug it off and be like, eh.
Is that a thing? Dismissive hypochondriac?
Right here.
That's what you are. I've often thought you were a hypochondriac, but I didn't want to say anything. What is dismissive hypochondriac?
Because,
meaning you just don't do anything about it?
Yeah, I'm like, oh yeah, that's probably going to be bad. And then I'm just like, eh, and then I ignore it.
I think it's because you know you're a hypochondriac. So when you're like, well, this is probably nothing and I'm probably overthinking this, because I think I'm a little bit like Suk in that way as well. Or I'm just kind of like, this could be really serious. WebMD says I'm dying. Or it's probably nothing.
Yeah, and then I just
I'll never look.
And one day it's going to do me in. One day that will end up
killing
me.
Hypochondriac, that's a mental illness.
Oh, okay.
Because it means you're not, like, you worry and you fear that everything's bad. But not everything is bad.
That's not me, because I don't worry about it. I guess I just, like, when something happens, I'm like, oh, this is going to be bad. And then I'm just like, eh. I had a piece of metal in my foot for 6 months and ignored it.
Yeah, so you wouldn't be a hypochondriac because they would think that that's going to kill them.
No. Mine's like, I'm like, eh. I guess my bad thing is, what's the worst that could happen? I'm going to die. Eh. And then I just keep going. Like, I had that piece of metal in my foot, and after like 6 months, I went into the doctor, and he goes,
well, you didn't know it was a piece of metal.
No, I just knew that my foot kept swelling, and it hurt really bad. And then eventually, after months and months, I was like, I should probably get this looked at. It really hurts. And the guy's like, he goes, you have a massive infection in your foot. He goes, this isn't good. He goes, we need to cut this open, get you on some antibiotics. And he goes, you have a piece of metal in there. And I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have waited 6 months. It's a weird... I got a weird thing.
Did you get superpowers?
No, I did not. Hmm. But if you're in a river, wear shoes. It's not a...
This is why drugs are great.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I would never say drugs are great, but there are times when, drinking and drugs, you know, there's a reason why they're popular. There's your first segment.
There. Who had that on the bingo card?
Somebody said, man, a lick of sports. I beg to differ. Softball.
Softball? What are you talking about? Basketball?
In your face.
Yeah.
We start with last night's NFL game. Did you like that?
No, but it was better than we thought.
I thought it was entertaining. It was great. I mean, that's the worst division in
Daniel
all of sports.
Jones doing Daniel Jones things.
Loved it. Complete with audio next on The Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan.
It is Football Friday. That means Joey Harrington will be on our show at 5:30 today. Here's our poll question. It's brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling. Heating and cooling. Heating.
Ah.
Because you need the heat part now.
You do.
It's getting cold. I turned on the heater today.
Did you?
Yeah.
This is the time of the year where everyone in my family, we battle for the thermostat.
It's a fight.
I'm thinking about putting up one of those. You know, you go to like a restaurant or whatever, they have that lock box over the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about putting one of those on there.
Because
quite frankly...
Because that won't get broken.
Well, everyone knows not to touch the damn thermostat, but it keeps getting touched and yet no one will own up to it. And quite frankly, it's pissing me off.
Our house was down to 60.
Yeah.
And that was too cold.
That's the sweet spot right there, baby.
I turned it up.
Open up the windows.
AAA Heating and Cooling. They have both. Family business helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com. Today's poll question at 1080thefan.com. Which NFL upset is most likely this weekend? Cardinals over Seahawks, Texans over Packers, Raiders over Bucks, Panthers over Saints, or both NFC East teams lose to each other?
Is that possible?
I think it is.
Okay.
Because the Cowboys, well, the Giants and Eagles both almost lost to each other.
That is true. That game, somehow they, well, is that a tie? Maybe if it ends up being a tie, then did we just consider that an L?
Cowboys and Redskins, sorry, Washington Football Club.
The Washington Football Team.
The soccer team.
There you go. FC.
I feel it is possible they both lose on Sunday just by being out there.
I think we all lose.
Or the NFC East just quits. What if the NFC East just says, you know what?
I'm done.
COVID, we're out.
I think it's probably the Saints. No Sanders, no Michael Thomas.
Oh, really?
And the, both of those guys are out for the game. And the Panthers are surprisingly competitive. I haven't seen if McCaffrey's going to give it a whirl yet, though.
He's
officially out. But, you know, the Panthers are playing hard. I don't think the Saints are that good. Plus, with no Sanders and no Thomas, you know they're going to try to shove Taysom Hill down your throat. And that, can we all agree that whatever the hell that was doesn't work? Like it was fun for like four minutes.
They scored a touchdown with it last game. About?
The Taysom Hill experiment where Sean Payton.
No, I know. I just mean, come on. You're questioning that?
Yes. Yes, I am. Like,
did you not see him run it in for a touchdown on his fifth run of the game where the other four went for negative yards?
What's the matter with you?
Stop trying to make that happen, Sean Payton. Taysom Hill must have naked pictures of someone. I don't know what it is, but they love that guy and he's not good.
Maybe he's just really nice.
Well, I suppose he is. He's a BYU kid. Everyone thinks.
Does that mean that he's nice?
I think we're nicer.
Yeah,
than,
the Mormies are fake nice.
We're nicer than the average bear. I'm not going to say all of us.
You're polite, but that doesn't mean that you aren't sinister, because I believe you are.
Yeah.
Well, sinister.
It is true that when you play a BYU team, they can be quite dirty. And, you know, the Utah fan base, like if you go to a Jazz game, it can get pretty ugly, but still. For the most part, I'm saying nicer than the average bear.
All right, well, anyway.
You got to turn on your mic.
Sorry about that. I turned my mic off. I never do that. I've never been silenced like this. It's the debate.
You've been muted.
We turn off our mics when... Oh, God. We turn off our mics when the other's talking.
Yes.
So as not to interrupt.
There you go.
Because you said this, and then I'll turn off my mic. No, you said that. You know what I mean? Do you get what I'm saying?
I do.
Do you get what I'm saying, Mike?
I do.
Yeah? You guys down?
Bye.
I don't know if I'm down.
I don't see it, Mike.
I'm up.
I don't see it. I want to play audio,
but all right, I can play it for
you. I don't have any audio. Mike says he has audio. I don't see the audio. I don't understand. But last night was entertaining.
I have the audio, so just tell me what you want.
Was it entertaining or just the
Yes, I thought it was entertaining.
Really?
Yes. This is why I love the NFL.
I also watched the entire game.
Yes, it was entertaining.
I went home not planning on finishing it. And then I couldn't stop watching it.
I watched it simply because I was sitting there with a buddy and we were eating and it was on. I kept an eye on it. Watch is a strong word. And it was more of a hate watch. I'm like, oh my God, someone here is still in the playoff race. And Philadelphia doing what Philadelphia does, they find a way at the end to at least make it competitive. Although the Daniel Jones thing, that's the best thing I've seen in the NFL in years. If you had to summarize the New York Giants... The New York Football Giants, just in one little clip of what that organization is all about, that Daniel Jones run was...
I think that's right. 80 yards.
80 yards, and I guess next-gen stats say that was the fastest run of the year. That's
by a quarterback.
By anyone. They're saying the next gen stats, which I'm not certain. They're saying that was faster. Like Tyreek Hill has a couple big touchdowns. They're saying that was the fastest run of the year.
Oh, come on.
I know. Daniel Jones.
So you're telling me Daniel Jones is faster than Lamar Jackson?
No, they're just saying that I guess on that run, he went faster.
Faster than that Raheem Mostert 80-yard touchdown run?
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Where you went 25 miles an hour?
The next gen stats. Someone call fake news, but that's what they're saying, that was the fastest run of the year.
Does that mean he just goes harder than everyone else?
I guess.
It just means more.
Right up until the point where he eats ass.
All by himself.
Look, we've all been caught in sniper fire. It happens. But I don't know if I've ever seen anyone quite that bad.
Do you want to hear some audio of it?
Yeah.
It's always great.
The guy can't hold it together.
Yeah, so we've got a couple of clips here. I think three. The Joe Buck call, the radio call, and Fox Deportes.
Yeah. La verdad que un gran juego. Va por tierra otra vez, pero el engaño es con Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones se quiere ir. Se puede ir. Y se fue. No. El balón se cayó. Se tropezó. Vio la zona festiva y estaba celebrando.
Could you tell him there where he fell down?
Okay, so this is, I looked it up.
You guys, I'm sorry, if anybody's listening to us right now and did not see the Daniel Jones run last night, you need to go look it up.
So I guess they're saying the next gen stats, it was Tyreek Hill has hit this year 21.29 miles per hour. That's the fastest he's run on anything. And Daniel Jones last night hit 21.23. So just a tick below.
You're telling me.
No way.
He's run. That was as fast as Tyreek Hill has run all year.
That's impossible.
That's what I'm saying.
Also, I swore it was Mostert going like 25 miles an hour.
I don't know. Daniel Jones, though, apparently he's the Flash. It's Tyreek Hill out there, right up into the point where he falls down.
Have you seen Tyreek Hill run? Have you seen the run from yesterday? I don't believe the numbers.
Ooh, breaking news.
Fake news.
Did you see this? We'll get back to that. I want to talk to you more about the Daniel Jones run.
Okay.
Antonio Brown negotiating a deal with the Bucks.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's been pushing for him.
But Bruce Arians said at the start of the year that wasn't going to happen. But I
look at that.
And remember, negotiating a deal does not mean you're signing. It just
says,
means they're kicking
suspension
the tires.
Eligible to end after week 8. Also discussing deal with Seattle.
Yeah, there you go. So
fighting over him.
We knew that more than one team would be in the mix for this. So, and this is why I said yesterday with Seattle.
It's a lot of information.
A lot of people
so.
Were upset that Seattle was taking, that wanted to take a shot on him. Make no mistake about it. The dude's a horrific human being, but he can still play, and someone will take a shot on him, and there will be a team that'll say, well, someone else is going to sign him. We might as well give it a whirl.
It was the fastest run by a quarterback.
Just the quarterback?
I looked it up, yeah.
Okay. So who had the fastest run?
I believe it is Mostert.
Mostert?
I believe. Yeah, Daniel Jones reached 21.23 miles per hour on his epic, unforgettable 80-yard run. Thanks, Ian Rappaport. The fastest speed reached by any quarterback as a ball carrier since 2018.
Okay.
The longest run by a quarterback who didn't score.
Did you just fake news us? Did you just try to get us to believe it was 2008 and then you just added the team?
I just misread it. The longest run by a quarterback who didn't score on the play since at least 1975.
That's awesome. Wow. That's a great stat, too.
Okay, so it was not the fast run by a quarterback, and it was the same speed basically as Tyreek Hill.
So Daniel Jones can move a little, huh?
I still don't believe.
I don't either.
Right up until he falls on his face. Man, he got snipered, man.
Do you want to hear the Joe Buck call?
Yeah. All right, it's the third one will be the best one.
Yeah, here's the Joe Buck.
From the 12, Jones keeps, gets a block, takes off, and he is gone. Trying to stay upright, and he trips. Absolutely all alone, and he trips. Going to the end zone and ends up carrying it as it is for 80.
What a great
catch. What a walk-in touchdown, and he tripped himself. He's reading Brandon Graham out there, and then he takes it, and once he does and pulls it, there's just nobody left. Even Evan Engram is out there blocking, and this is the only way he doesn't score.
I love it. There are so many great memes out there of like Bradley Cooper from American Sniper. Daniel Jones starts to run, and it shows Bradley Cooper zeroing in on him, shows Jones run a little bit more, another one, he's taking a deep breath, and then the shot.
I saw one where they superimposed, I don't know which wrestler it was, coming in and just slamming him to the ground as he starts falling.
Well, that's like everyone that watches, everyone, like when you're watching film, It happens to someone every game. We just call it sniper fire. Or the turf monster gets you where you're running out like O-lineman. This happens a lot like on screen passes or when you're pulling and you're trying to be athletic and get out there and you just eat it right on your face and every like, ah, fat ass. It doesn't happen to athletes. It doesn't happen to quarterbacks in the open. And yet it happened to Daniel Jones. And you can see when he gets to about the 30, he starts to stumble. And you're like, oh, my God, he's going down.
It was a good 15-foot, a 15-yard
rumbling, bumbling stumble.
And you could see it in his face, too. Yeah. And finally, the radio call.
But they're playing to the scouting report. Shotgun formation. Jones fakes it. Now he runs. He's got a huge hole. 25-30. And there he goes. Daniel Jones stumbles down at the 15. He could not get there. Running out of gas. Jones had nothing but green grass in front of him. And that typifies what this has been all about. He is down at the 8.
The color guy just laughed.
That's a friend of the program, Ross Tucker.
Oh, that was Ross Tucker. Was
just dying laughing in the background.
I still think my favorite is the Joe Buck. Oh, and he tripped! It tripped!
I just enjoyed... Mine was
so simple, yet perfect.
I just enjoyed that there was no commentary on the part of the color man. He
so
just,
simple, it just might work.
Started laughing.
One more time for that one, huh?
Yeah.
But they're playing to the scouting report. Shotgun formation. Jones fakes it. Now he runs. He's got a huge hole. 25-30. And there he goes. Daniel Jones stumbles down at the 15. He could not get there. Running out of gas. Jones had nothing but green grass in front of him. And that typifies what this has been all about. He is down at the 8.
Now, can I get Joe's call one more time? I really enjoy what Joe brings to the table.
From the 12, Jones keeps, gets a block, takes off, and he is gone. Trying to stay upright, and he trips. Absolutely all alone, and he trips. Going to the end zone and ends up carrying it as it is for 80.
Oh, my God.
But a walking touchdown, and he tripped himself. He's reading Brandon Graham out there, and then he takes it, and once he does and pulls it, there's just nobody left. Even Evan Engram is out there blocking, and this is the only way he doesn't score.
Aikman even starts laughing.
And someone's all asking, three clips, announcers laughing at Daniel Jones.
Someone's asking,
well, his teammates were laughing,
does this
too.
Replace butt fumble?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. I'm over butt fumble.
It does not replace.
Absolutely.
It does not replace it. First of all, it's a different team. So this butt fumble will always live.
This is way worse.
I feel like this is, we've been waiting for something to knock butt fumble off of most embarrassing thing.
No.
This may do it.
No, because the Giants still scored on the drive.
Yeah.
And it didn't cost them the game. Didn't butt fumble? Wasn't butt fumble like an important game? And Mark Sanchez just ran into the offensive lineman and fumbled it?
I don't even remember.
I don't know.
I have no idea the context of it. I just know that it was butt fumble and it's fantastic.
Don't be tricked by your recency bias. Butt fumble should still be the most embarrassing play.
All right. We'll get to wrapping up the Thursday night football game coming up next on The Fan. Here's Mike.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, so out of respect to Mike, I went back and watched Butt Fumble.
Yeah.
Boy.
It's tough to beat.
Butt Fumble is great, and I had forgotten how great Butt Fumble was.
Yeah.
However, I think this rivals Butt Fumble. I really do.
It rivals it.
This is unbelievable.
But I got to, having rewatched.
You're going back to butt fumble now?
Look, I'll admit when I'm wrong. I said, I thought I saw that was the fastest guy in the NFL this year. Turns out it was not. I'm willing to admit when I have misinformation. I believed I was informed.
Yeah,
that
butt fumbles returned for a touchdown, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I believed that the Daniel Jones thing was as good as it could be. Upon further review, a butt fumble by a butt. It's slightly better.
So butt fumble was Sanchez going back for handoff. Running back wasn't there. Panics, runs straight ahead, runs right into his, I think it's his center.
It's his guard.
His guard, and then drops straight to the ground, fumbles the ball. Patriots pick it up and score. Yeah. Jets football, everybody.
Yeah. And the fact that it's the Jets, it just...
A lot more went wrong.
And it's against the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm going butt fumble by a butt hair.
I do laugh.
Just by a dingleberry. By a berry. It wins.
I do laugh every time I see it.
I know.
I'd forgotten.
I looked over there at Rob. I go, what are you laughing at? And he goes, I'm watching butt fumble. And then I had to look it up. And sure enough, I started laughing.
The funny part about it is how stiff as a board Sanchez goes down. Like, you know?
It's like he got hit with a clothesline by the Undertaker.
Yeah. He doesn't go down gracefully. It's really good.
And it always makes me happy because that guy that he ran into was my teammate, Brandon Moore, who is a great, great guy. And I haven't talked to that guy in years, but it warms my heart that because he had a nice career. And he was a defensive lineman in college. He went and played in Europe. He was never supposed to make it. I love that his career will ever, forever be defined as the guy who was responsible for butt fumble.
Well, anyway, most likely to stumble on an 80-yard run. Like, if I were to tell you that one of these quarterbacks would happen to?
Yeah.
Do you think Daniel Jones is most likely, or would it be like?
No, because I would never believe that Daniel Jones was running 80 yards.
Well, I don't think you'd believe any other than Lamar Jackson or Pat Mahomes. Would you believe any other?
Yeah, I think like Russ could take it 80 yards. I mean, there's plenty of athletes.
I guess Russ, yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers is a good athlete and can move a little bit, or Cam. I mean, that's the thing, is I would never believe that Daniel Jones could make it 80 yards untouched.
So if I said it was Sam Darnold, would it be more likely, or Kirk Cousins, or Baker Mayfield, or
boy, I'll tell you what,
Josh Allen.
If I could make Allen would be a good one, because it would be the most Josh Allen thing ever. If I could make it be one quarterback, I might have to have it be Baker Mayfield.
Baker, I could see him doing that.
And at least they scored, because the real, what would have made it better than butt fumble is if like the next play he threw a pick. Then, because that is Daniel Jones, who, by the way, how did the game end? Daniel Jones turnover. The most Daniel Jones thing ever. And had he turned it over the next snap, that would have been the cherry on top.
Daniel Jones, third year or second year?
Third, I think.
How on earth can he still not hold on to a football?
Third?
He gets sacked and fumbles constantly.
I don't know.
Constantly.
I don't know.
Well, at some point, you learn how to just hold the ball.
He's got potential to be good. Oh, no, this is only his second year.
Yeah, he's a rookie. Yeah.
How many times does he fumble? It's always.
Well, we talked
forever and always.
We talked about this, that in the first, I think it was, what was the Jameis Winston turnover stat, right? It was.
Okay, so it was Baker Mayfield's first 36 games of his career. He has turned it over 46 times. Jameis Winston's first 36 games, he turned it over 44 times.
And I think, so Daniel Jones has played, I think he, because we didn't count the one he played last night. So he would have played, let's see, 13, he would have played 23 games. I think he has 37 or 38 turnovers in those games. He is on record pace to obliterate just any sort of turnover record that you could conceive. And it's not just interceptions, as you've said, which he throws plenty of those. The fumbles.
He had 18 fumbles last season.
Yes.
And he started 13 games.
He looks at times good. Like, you're like, okay, there's something to work with here. He's got a nice arm. You're like, there's a lot to like. But you cannot be a starting quarterback in this league and turn the ball over. It doesn't work. And no one turns the ball over quite like Daniel Jones.
Now, this year, he only has 5 fumbles, Mike. So, in your face. Only 23 fumbles. In 20 starts.
5 fumbles in 6 games?
Yes, but a better pace than last year.
And 19 interceptions.
It's trending up.
19.
That Evan Engram, you know, the thing about it is, though, we're laughing at him. If Evan Engram doesn't drop the ball, they win.
Yeah.
And then what are we saying about the NFC East? We're like, well, the Giants have the inside track.
I guess.
We're saying literally nothing different because it's the NFC East.
But still, though, I think people, there's this
feeling. The Eagles are going to win the division at 5-11-1.
That's what I'm saying.
And then they're going to win a playoff game against the wild card Chicago Bears when Mitchell Trubisky has to come in for an injured Nick Foles.
There's this feeling that the Eagles are just the better of the of all of those teams, but they're just banged up. They're really not. They suck. And the Giants suck just as bad, maybe just a little bit worse. They both suck. And then guess who else sucks? The Redskins, the football team and the Cowboys. They all suck. The Eagles are no better than the Giants. The Giants have a realistic chance at winning this division.
They do, but I will say this.
But they're 1-6.
The Giants just suck.
Well, the Cowboys, Eagles should be 1-5-1.
The Cowboys and the Eagles suck. But mainly they suck because of the injuries. The Giants don't have an excuse. By the way, DeSean Jackson on
hurt
IR.
Hurt again. And Johnson got hurt again.
And Lane Johnson is hurt again. And this is, by the way.
But DeSean Jackson play was a pretty dirty play.
God. Yeah. Lane Johnson, by the way, he was dealing with the ankle. And that was going to be something that he battled all year long. And now he's got a knee sprain to go along with it. I don't know what to make of it. There is something in the NFC East. Like there's a voodoo doll somewhere for the Cowboys, who Zach Martin, by the way, isn't going to play. So the Cowboys don't have a single offensive lineman starter that's going to go. And their backup left tackle, he just went on IR. So now you're down to four backups and a backup to a backup.
Maybe Washington will win it.
Maybe
Alex Smith will come in and with his cape.
Well, Kyle Allen is the guy now.
Well, I know, but he'll get hurt.
I guess. I mean, I don't know what to make of it. Jeez. I've never seen it. I can't remember. And this may be revisionist history. I can't remember a division this beat up and this bad. It's
bad.
We have to know the winner of the division gets to host a playoff game.
Yes. Yeah.
And they will win that game. They will win it.
Yeah.
Because it's the NFL.
It is written. All right, up next, are you ready for bowl season on The Fan?
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Rumor has it Roth was running back from the bathroom to get here before the start of the segment and got Daniel Jones. Tripped and went down in the hallway.
Trying to stay upright and he trips.
That's now a drop. A listener said, maybe next time they stumble over their words, you can play that.
He trips.
Well, he says he trips with another word, so I can't just have that.
Yeah.
So I got he tries to stay upright, and he trips.
I still lean towards the Ross Tucker just uncontrollably laughing.
Well, that's because we know Ross, and we know that he's kind of like that. It's just funny.
Just appreciate that there's really nothing you can say in that moment other than just laughing. You okay? Trip in the hallway?
I fell down.
Yeah. Got Daniel Jones.
I was running for 80 and tripped.
Did you hear the new drop?
Blow out a hammy.
Just in case you guys stumble over a word in the future.
Trying to stay upright and he trips.
He trips. All right. Well, anyway, Thursday Night Football. Catch the fever. I thought it was good.
Came down to the end, at least.
Now, I've got some college football news next in the college football junk drawer segment.
Okay.
Have you heard that it's bowl season coming up?
I have heard that it's bowl season with one less bowl.
I think there's many less bowls.
Yeah, but did you hear that it's really bowl season now? Like,
it's really bowl season?
Yeah. You may not have seen this story. I found a story today that I think you're going to like.
Okay.
Well, they changed the name of bowl season.
Oh. I didn't know that was an official term.
It isn't, but it is now. Well, the new term is way better than the old name of bowl season.
Okay. I do know that bowl season technically can start while there's still regular season football games being played. That's how wonky this whole thing is.
I can't wait for this big piece of news to just be them like flipping the words a little bit. Yeah. It's now the season of bowls.
Yeah, the season of bowls. Well, it's like when you go like November 1st, you go into like a store and they've got Christmas decorations. You're like, what? What happened to Thanksgiving?
It's starting to feel like. Christmas, like well, it just kind of has the
35 degrees at night. It's
maybe
cold.
That's what it is.
It is fall.
Yeah, you just feel that crisp air.
Here's the thing: I peed. I had to go pee last night, and I went in the bathroom, not outside. First time of the year.
It was very cold out.
That's when you know that it's cold.
Progress.
Yeah, and someone was like, "What? What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm going to the bathroom, not outside." I'm like, "It's cold out there."
I like how you say "someone." We know who someone is.
All right, we'll get to that next. College football junk drawer on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.